The Manitoba Association of Christian Homeschools would like to thank the Learning House for sponsoring this recording.
So I've been told that I'm so excited to be here today. Thank you so much. I will do my very best.
I
appreciate the opportunity to come and share with you and talk about the things that matter so much to
really
me.
Long session
so
and you're tired
writing must matter to you if you're here and you're probably struggling. So I want to first of all say that this is not
was the last
show. So I would love to hear from you if you identify with something. I'd love to know that. I'd love to know what's happening in your
today.
Home.
What did you learn today?
My name is Vanessa Rebell.
Once in a while, I might ask you, like, is that what it's like? Is that what's going on in your house?
The Martyrs,
I don't want to go on and talk about something if you've all got that figured out. Because that would be a waste of time. No one likes to waste their time. So I really want to be able to tailor this to what is going to help you the most.
Richard Rebrandt, very small. He is the founder of
I will definitely be having questions after.
He was a Romanian pastor.
You're welcome to
put in prison for 14 years.
So that's great.
And when he was
I mentor students. So the difference between a mentor and a teacher is kind of ambiguous.
Father God, we just thank you so much.
A mentor is someone who comes alongside someone and helps them and helps them to achieve their goals and their dreams. So my first job is to help students realize that they have a dream and that writing's going to get
them. I'll introduce myself first. So as it was only
your first job, but we're going to get to that. So that's my little spoiler. Because the reason you're here today is probably because your student is struggling with writing,
just fine,
and you want to know what to do about it. You might be surprised why they're struggling.
Having our family with us.
So,
I also do a little bit of painting.
Sometimes there's a lot of feelings that happen with writing. There's a lot of feelings in our homeschool. I was talking to a parent today, and they said, I think I'm the only one that my kids don't want to hear from me.
There will be no laughing, no crying, no, you're not the only one.
My husband is at home.
Almost every parent struggles with this.
I've been home for a week.
We usually do it in silence. We don't want anyone else to know that we're struggling. We don't want anyone else to know that our students don't want to hear from us. Our students are refusing or shouting or crying or slamming doors or whatever happens in your house. I don't know. It's kind of loud in my house. We're expressors. Maybe you're like very quiet, but in my home we like to express. So there's a lot of noise going on and they're telling us what they think.
Bible quizzing.
My son is 20, and one of the organizers and albert expresses, and we like to talk about our feelings and why we're feeling that way. So you might be wondering why all the big emotions about writing. What is the big deal about writing?
Him and his wife and his little son.
My students, I ask them this all of the time. When you think about writing, how do you feel?
What is going through your mind?
What are you thinking? What words are you telling yourself? And they will use words like angry and overwhelmed. My stomach feels sick. I get a headache. My shoulders hurt.
So we're going to come back to
I feel worried. One boy said he felt strangled. That's pretty descriptive.
They say things to themselves like,
what if I do a bad job?
I'm going to fail this. I can't do this. And the doctor came back.
These are all words that real students have told me in the last year. I ask this at the beginning of every single one of my children with new students, and I am always amazed at the depth of frustration and emotion that they have about writing. And why are they feeling this way? So they feel like they're going to fail. They actually tell themselves, I'm going to fail at this. If I fail at this, I'm going to be a failure at life. If I can't write, that's no good.
God says yes.
I don't want to let my parents down.
I've done some learning. I've done some understanding.
Nothing like raising the stakes in this game, right?
As homeschoolers,
not only am I failing myself, not only am I wrecking my whole future, now I've let my parents down too.
I got this. I know what I'm doing.
What if I just
can't
do this?
You have kids that
I just
have dyslexia.
Don't know how.
You have kids that are struggling for special needs in different sorts of
ways.
Why
are students
so afraid? Whether, who knows?
If you think about classical, you've heard the term overwhelming.
Any thoughts? Any ideas why you think your students are afraid of writing?
We've got a grammar, dialectic, and rhetoric. I'm going to give a couple of examples.
They're afraid of failing. Oh, yeah. Who's not afraid of failing?
Every time we I'm going to pass quickly through the rest of the painting.
Right? The one this is a normal thing.
There's a young man named Solomon.
Yeah, they're afraid of failing. Any other ideas?
One of them is driving a car. I have a 15-year-old who needs to get her license.
Oh, they might be lazy. Oh, yeah. You know what? It's really, it's probably hard work.
Where we're living right
and why should they apply themselves and do that hard work?
I
had an adult say to me today, he was telling me his experience. When he was in school, he was really good at math. And he did the math and he knew if he showed up in class and he participated and he didn't give them a hard time and he handed in most of the work, he didn't ever have to write an essay because he would get 60% anyway.
That was her reaction.
So he just never wrote.
His reaction was, we're going to get to wherever we're supposed to be.
God has something better.
Why invest if you don't have to? They're economizing already. Why invest myself into something that's scary, something that's hard, something I don't think I can succeed at, and something I don't think is valuable in my life. Why should I do that?
When I met my husband,
so there's all of those fears, and on top of all of that, we've been teaching them skills
that his parents founded in
kindergarten, grade one,
terrifying.
If you use grades, okay, we've been teaching them all of these skills. We've been teaching them spelling. We've been teaching them how to make a sentence. We've been teaching them grammar, whether it's formally or informally. However you teach, we've been teaching them all of these skills,
some things,
and now we come to writing, and all of those skills all of a sudden have to come together.
Does anybody remember, and I could be aging myself, does anybody remember,
we put all the cheese in the box and we say,
the IKEA commercials,
make the picture.
Does anybody remember the IKEA commercial with the little lamp?
No wonder that's scary. And not only that, let's imagine our brains. Our brains is like a huge office building.
There was this IKEA commercial.
And spelling is kept in one office.
The
grammar is kept in another office. And punctuation is kept in another office. Creativity is in another office. The actual tactile skills, the fine motor skills, that's in another completely different office. So no wonder when they sit down to write and they're like handwriting or typing, you know, they're working on motor skills. They're trying to put sentences together and ideas together. No wonder they're not running down the hall to the punctuation area trying to figure out how to spell that word.
And your head is bent,
you know, kind of thing. And then the IKEA guy comes out.
Skills together.
And he says,
many of you are feeling very sorry for this lamp, but that is because you are crazy. Lamps don't have feelings and the new one is way better.
There could be.
And I remember seeing this thing and thinking,
so they're getting out on the road.
I was totally sucked into that emotional experience.
There could be gaps in their learning, so little pieces that they just don't remember or they're not sure of.
The feelings.
There's so many different areas in which they might struggle that just makes writing so
difficult. But it was very, very close, very scary.
So the first one that we're going to discuss, I'm just going
to
quickly breeze through this.
We were
how many people have learning differences?
Have ever
so perhaps you have some guess that maybe your student learns a
everybody
little bit differently.
Everybody should be putting their hands up for this.
don't be afraid to do science.
We used to have one of those metal bed frames.
Discover, learn more about that. If you choose to get testing, that's entirely up to you.
So it's
definitely research. Like, think, well, if they had this different board, what strategies would I use?
I'm going to
bring
it all
back. But we're just going to skip over. And then skills gaps. So we have like spelling. We have homophones and homographs. So the words that
but the reality is, the bed didn't move. You hit it.
Grammar, organization, logic.
But in the middle of pain,
all of these things, any one of those places might be a big struggle. Or they already feel like they're failing. They already feel like they're struggling. And now we just expect
our
they're
kids
going to figure it out.
Pain and suffering. The Barna Group
is
and I used this survey a number of times.
Writing
I've
is a project management
Barna Group did a study a number of years ago.
We're asking them to work through a learning set of
tests. It is now, I checked it, it is now 7 out of 10
kids
who are raised in Christian homes
and again to do something that they don't drive
in.
And then they get to take out their
that they're walking away from the Christian
bad, that makes them discouraged.
And the number one reason that they
that's
are
so
exciting for
that
why
next
they're
stage
walking.
How many adults struggle
how can a good
with
God
looking through
the grocery
store? How many of us have a hard time staying staying on track and if with God tasks that we struggle with.
That's not a God I want.
I know my workout plan is pretty sketchy.
So we're growing, the fact that you're sitting here in this,
I know the benefits. It's not even that hard. It doesn't even take that much time. I've lowered the bar and lowered the bar and lowered the bar trying to make this happen. Right?
And you know, they should be.
But it's hard. Discipline is hard.
I read and write. These are important things
that we continue to learn throughout life.
Spend all of our time.
But they don't understand it's a lifelong learning skill. They think if they don't have it right now, they are already failing.
Or crochet or...
And then we have setbacks.
So,
crochet, that's awesome.
When they walk
so
away,
maybe they struggled with something. Maybe they have to redo something.
There's different types of
maybe
needles. There's different types of
they don't
they call them thread. We call them
how
yarn. There's different types of yarn.
Suffering.
We have to learn
avoidance.
But they say,
I don't
want to
deal with
there
it.
Is a
and
God.
Then we get to
if
practice
there really
a
is a
it's too hard to face that failure, even if it's not a huge failure in life, even if it's just a small piece that they have to just step back and grow from. Those are hard things to ask for young.
Squares. I have this idea that to make a bunch of squares and turn it into a quilt.
Actually, you know, when
so
I come to Manitoba, so that's how my hair starts.
And self-exposure. So writing is a skill where we take what's inside of us, what we believe, what we think,
and I'm practicing
recording, put it out there for the whole world to see.
Anyways, moving on. That's the one. So Einstein himself struggled with this very issue.
Any of those things, any creative things that come from inside of us.
He's my youngest.
That's really scary. What if someone doesn't agree? What if they think what I have to say is dumb? What if they think I have to
the
say
universe
is
expanding.
Silly.
And if it's
or
expanding,
what if they think it's
right,
irrelevant?
Bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
What if someone
laughs at some point it had a
origin?
What
if they just break
wrong? What they've learned.
He understood
that.
He had no
sense?
Problem.
Not only that, we're asking him to take what they have
wasn't acknowledging
and
that
put it out there for everybody to see.
So we talk about creative.
And then we're going to grade you on how well you do that.
That's trivial. We all know that.
Understanding.
Try. Tricycle. Three.
This is sounding like
writing.
Three
rows.
So
we've got our grammar.
I bet you all want to go yes, right now and just write.
Einstein, he was happy.
Writing can be really scary for kids. And it's scary for adults, too. I write for a magazine, and very honestly, every single time I sit down to write an article,
got some understanding. They know what the words are.
I'm
scream it out.
How do they all
there,
fit
the Holocaust,
all
right?
The time.
He was
that,
looking at all the pain and the suffering, and he began to agonize
two
over
articles
the characters of
every 2 months for
the
dialogue.
And I would suggest to you that agonizing,
talk,
wrestling,
but I'm putting me out
stuff,
there,
and having doubts
with your kids
is okay
every single time.
And I want to give you a quote.
Fear of failure is a big, big thing. We all can identify with this.
Faith without doubts is like a human body.
Recognizing that it's possible that we could fail. It's possible that that article I write could be terrible. The editor's going to say,
we can't do that,
so
guys.
Going
because
on
at some
today
point, I guarantee you, pain, suffering,
so
is going to come into
happened
your life, and it's going to come into the lives
but
of your children.
You never know.
Well.
These things happen. We all have setbacks.
Have I heard of Dorothy Sayer?
Job.
And all of these things, when our student is struggling, how many? How do we feel then? Like, what does that make us feel like?
My first grown-up job was when I worked for this telecommunication.
What does it feel like in your home when your student is struggling?
She wrote an essay
they had
that you
me
can
put
online
right in the middle
it's
between
the
manufacturing
and
frustrated.
Hub
oh, yeah. I've taught you this.
Building stuff.
You should know this already.
The engineers were designing things.
Why don't you just
was
sit down and do it?
She talks about it this way. She talks about our small
okay,
children.
I've said these
because
things.
Of this,
I know.
I was in this
I'm a mom. I've homeschooled. I've done this. I've done this. You know, my son is 20, my daughter is 16, and I still say,
no, that I was a Christian. And this little hovel hole became sort of a safe zone for the rough and tumble guys in the main
when it's you
to come and ask their questions about God.
Get them to practice.
And
we might be overwhelmed. We might feel like we've
come and ask their questions about God. Talk about a trial by fire. Like, learn your apologetics now because I
don't know how many times
20 years old and these guys are asking the big questions of life, right?
Determined that was the case.
And I remember one guy comes in.
I don't want to wreck their whole education.
They start saying, you know,
there.
Yeah.
So they go through this.
We fear failing. What if we're wrecking their language arts? What if we're standing in the way of them learning and growing? We all have these fears. We all worry about these things.
He says, I think it's kind of a lot
of malarkey.
It would
be so wonderful if people would share those things.
And I said, well, let's think about it this way. Let's say you're right and there is no God.
We might be frustrated. We might
feel like
we've
failed. Loves me. I have great family and friends and support group. I'm having a lot of joy in my life. Say I okay so there's no God I die I go into the ground I become worm food that's
it. What
have
I learned
I lost
to embrace the questions
I said, I want to talk to you about solutions today. Wrong. Because we're not here. We all know what the problem is. And now we know why we have this problem.
The is there a reason that you
so
that way?
Today, the first solution I have is because
our beliefs are so important. Our beliefs are so important.
They're taking the information
that the Bible says our eternal destiny rides on what we believe about Jesus. So we're
going
to talk a little bit today about beliefs. Now, I've given you all handouts. That is to keep you awake.
The first thing that has to change,
we're learning something new,
this situation.
Okay. So the first thing we're going to say, we're going to take a good look.
It wasn't
my
pretty.
Question that often comes is,
when we begin to look at the world, and when our students begin to look at the world,
what is soul?
And I would ask my mom, being
I've given you a little bit of a chart, and we're going to talk
like
about
in a race,
that. The first thing
that we race toward and jump over.
The soul is the part of us
that
deals with
instead of a roadblock that's going to stop us.
The spirit part relates to God
or derail us.
And then the mind is divided between your thoughts and your beliefs.
So we go from a door closed.
We're going to talk,
I just can't do this.
Beliefs today, all right?
Yeah,
one of the capacities
I'm never
going to
be a writer. I can't do anything about it.
That influences us is our beliefs.
To,
and we almost
grow,
always
well, I'm not a writer yet.
According to what we
but in order
believe.
To get there,
and there
I need to,
in your notes,
there are
four
myself,
parts
set
to
goals, and continue to persevere and change my attitude.
So they'll take...
The first one is
no problem, right? You've never told your kid these things.
Then strength
is beautiful.
Then centrality.
Every
and
day.
Plausibility.
Every day.
Okay.
I know.
We're going to go through them slower, so don't worry.
I understand. Often they don't
the
like to
is
hear
content.
Parents.
The content of a belief.
My 20-year-old is probably the most motivated person I know.
The content of a belief. In your notes, the first blank is the content of a belief.
They've grasped
this
11
determines in your notes. It determines what we believe.
There was no way.
This could be about religion,
politics,
morality, dogs
versus in their writing, you'll see it.
My 16-year-old, she still doesn't want to hear it. Mom, I'm not in your classes. I don't want to.
Society seems
that
today are
awkward.
That sincerity or fervency of a belief
is their own mentors. They need someone else. They need someone else to have
my belief
that it's really
going
to
be
peanut butter. Will fuel a jet plane.
So better than gasoline.
That's one
enrollment, so
you
she's
can
doing
believe
her CC,
that with all your heart,
the question is,
but that
there?
Plane is not getting off the ground anytime soon without a crane, right?
College courses.
Okay.
And I've got an essay
reality
that she sent me
care how
I've been away from
you
edit
you believe something.
That
what matters is whether it's
edit.
True or not. I just
understand.
Said,
this is actually what you wanted to say.
Okay.
I said, yes, it's okay, we're good.
But no, here's the picture.
It's incredible. I can't even imagine.
If the content is not true, it's not worth believing. But if the content or belief is still going to shape your life choices, whether or not
you know
it's
know
short.
That you,
it's true.
If you didn't have that time to practice.
What is it
let's
about them that,
that
you want to emulate?
Awkward sentences.
Start learning that
to be able to
76
start growing today in those ways. Start being more
children.
Like that
is to raise
he's going to play football.
So if they are
all
someone
of his
being is
life choices,
about others,
his time, how he spends his time. He's going to be in the gym. He's going to be practicing. He's going to be working out and doing all these things. All of these
things
of his life choices are going to play into
that's
that belief.
And when young people start to realize that people weren't born just
hard
in
the
beginning.
I have never seen a 4 foot
we
six,
develop
seven
those habits
to
develop those skills
guy play in the NFL.
To make mistakes.
And so,
in the
does that make sense?
Our home.
Okay.
It's all,
right.
I don't know what you were
it.
Expecting this talk to be, but it's really about
if the content isn't
about
true, it's
is
not
embracing the natural
okay. Number two,
way
in your
that
notes,
we learn
strength of a belief.
And finding a way to incorporate
strength
that
of
into
a belief.
Our world.
This is, in your
so
notes,
have
the strength of conviction.
Right?
You have got to be more than 50% convinced
I might be the only adult I know that writes essays on a regular basis.
Evidence for its truth.
I write sample writing for my students
so
to read.
When I was supposed
to
had boys memorized
so,
doubt for centuries.
I'm probably the only one I know that writes essays on a regular basis. Unless you're an academic, unless you are.
You read 100 words 100 times.
My
things like that.
Dad, we're sitting here eating dinner and they've gotten French fries.
Most students believe that writing essays is a waste of time because they're never going to have to do it when they're adults.
If we are exposing our children
to
beautiful.
Where
that would be true.
Books
to do with the purpose of learning to write an essay.
Straight face. He's
was
like, well,
to write an essay when you were an adult.
If you look really
the old
closely,
language
you can see the seam where
not
they put
writing
away
essays
together to make
so
it
so much more
and
than
like
being
so
able
becomes,
to write a paper.
That then becomes
writing essays
so I start to look,
teaches
and
you
as I'm looking
your own
really
voice.
Closely along this French
it helps you to be able
to connect with an audience. His face on the other side of the table. He's now killing himself laughing but trying not to erase. He almost got me to 50%.
100% of belief,
but I didn't fall for it, guys. I just want you to know. Okay.
Not to show off.
So number three is centrality of belief. In your notes, centrality of belief.
Most of the time when you ask young person, what does success look like for you when you're like 25 and you're 30?
That the belief plays in all of our beliefs combined. In your notes,
it's our world.
Because those concrete things, those are things that they can.
So I want to use the example of an exercise. I can believe that all of those things take money. Very good information.
You're going to get money. I can tell you that it's good for your heart.
Why are we talking about some of the risk and wages at bay? I can say all kinds of things that are good about exercise.
What happens when you go for an interview and they say, why are you the best
clearly not very central?
They've memorized what it is, what it looks like.
If you can't look at your audience, that employer,
centrality of a belief is always going to show up.
What skills they need.
Of the big okay, number four,
really
plausibility
hear,
of a belief.
Not, why plausibility are you the best candidate, of a belief. What are you going to offer me that someone else isn't going to offer me?
A rhetorician is capable of speaking effectively.
And then very quickly be able to identify in yourself the skills that they need and
be
confident
be
in
more persuasive.
I hate watching movies with my son, Jesse,
anything.
Because he is always the one going,
gathering data doesn't make to be able to talk, but then we'll practice talking, and then we can do it in front of anybody.
Do you guys marvel in what the situation is?
To know your audience.
How in the world did the scrawny
what matters
geeky,
to
nerdy
them,
guy
to know
get to all of a sudden
what they care
all
about, what they believe,
and be able to fly
and
through the air, spin around on a web, and have the strength to lift all these vehicles
to
and such. How did this happen?
Why, what
well,
you
see,
believe,
do
a presentation
matter to them too.
Or, and it went into
so
this gobbledygook, and it got all this chemical on it, and it bit him, and they create this plausible idea that you go, yeah,
know what it is.
This is how Jurassic Park became such a blockbuster hit. Dinosaurs, you can't recover.
Grow dinosaurs.
Oh, but you can.
I don't care. I'm going to be
you see in your life. Mosquitoes.
That's all
the
of
they
those
bit the dinosaurs
they're
when they were
get
still
you
on the earth and then they got swallowed up by this sap from the tree
in the
and became amber and then the scientists found it and extracted some blood from the mosquito and suddenly, what do we have dinosaurs?
Students are coming to them as young adults and they just don't have
fun to watch because our brain needs to believe
young adults are not able to enter the workplace at this point, most of them. And
now we're
going to
move into
situation.
If you go to
what the problem is, come up
or
with a
university.
Solution.
Now I was listening
sell
to
that solution to their management.
He said some of us
get their
be
team to work with them.
But I'm going to just tell you, this is a free one. Plausibility structure. You're going to hear about this in college or university. They talk about it a lot. And really, in your notes, their plausibility structure is the combining of social, is your first blank there, and cultural. Social and cultural
so students recognize
factors to create
that
a system
all of
of
those things that are
going to
help them get what they want in life.
That most of the individuals in that context do not question them.
Guys, classical conversations,
so
we talk
examples
all the time.
Of plausibility structure
talk
would
is,
come from now learning. I laugh at myself when
so
I wrote
this
because I since found out that people actually still believe
in new relationships.
That the world, originally, we all believe
they're
going to
buy in and they're
going
to work at it. You've seen what happens when you're
yeah.
young person does something that they
so
really want to do.
It got to
there's
a point,
nothing
though,
that's
going to
stand in their way.
Like started
children.
Having,
are they
you know,
the same
boats,
people?
Columbus sailed the ocean
born,
blue and
they
he
are
the
now,
last great, and we started
really
having the
relationship
planes
changes.
And
so whether that kind
so
of
I want
from showing
the earth as
or from
sibling,
changing,
that plausibility structure that said
my
children
or
no longer
you know acceptable.
I change,
right? Or the new plausibility structure that says the world is round. And
or
everyone
you have to
believes
outsource
it.
That
so
and find someone else.
Let's think 30. About what that looks like
so
with the authority of Scripture.
To have
I'm
going to
start tapping in a little bit
have
here.
Somebody
really
the authority
that
of Scripture, pretty much right up until the 1800s,
really
no one questioned
well,
the
ability the
authority
to hang out with my
Scripture.
Adult children.
What happened? Who can tell me? What happened in the 1800s that suddenly began to change that plausibility structure?
And so know that it's not going to be the same that it changes.
Today,
is important.
Prove J. Well.
I want
so
to do
home
this
centered education. Oh my we're focusing on our home.
Darwin's theory of evolution.
We're focusing on our
Darwin's theory of evolution came out in the 1800s and it began to erode.
If you write it down and you tell somebody,
we started questioning
I'm gonna
the scripture
this thing.
As being truth and the authority began
it's
to
only 60%
kind of ebb and flow away.
And
it's only a hot step away from that. Listen to what J.P. Moreland said about this.
Everything is classical.
So when people post on social media, oh, I'm going to do this and this and this.
60% chance.
If culture reaches a point where the beliefs of Christianity are no longer a part of its plausibility structure,
to make that happen,
fewer and fewer people will
know that every week on Friday, someone is going to say, "What did you do about your plans?"
Essentially, what he's saying is,
this 95-believing
Christian would be looked at the same as if you were saying the earth is
because we continue to build distinct relationships. And I want
where
to stay
are we
outside
at
of
right
that
now
box.
When
I want to be able to
being a Christian in our culture.
It's really childlike.
I want to talk about what Paul Marshall said. He describes the usual phases from one plausibility structure to another leading to persecution.
By making sure that and these every are, step of the way, when they're learning
failure management,
disinformation,
is so,
enough time.
So
disinformation is the first
that's
one
part
that
of the accountability
the
process.
Next. And this is
they
tactics
so
that are used to turn public opinion against Christians.
And then they have time
Christians
to
have no public voice to counteract their opinions.
Whether it's public speaking or
misinformed opinions are regarded as true.
Whether it's learning to drive themselves. And you're
going to take
know.
A really risky little dangerous tour 10 years ago down a
or
political
whatever
trail.
Is. What, did
what have I learned about myself?
Illustrate
how can
learning
I
something new in this session.
So from 10 years ago, that puts us at the 2015 Canadian federal election.
Yesterday,
okay. But you get
I didn't
to
choose all
when
the
you're
things on my list that I had to interpret was
currently in government with the Conservatives.
What am I going to do about
Trudeau? This would have been his first election. He was looking to become more leader. And the NDP leader
still have
at the
to
time
be done,
would have
right?
been Thomas McClure.
Now I have more to do today than yesterday.
Does anybody,
and if I couldn't do it yesterday, what makes me think
does anybody remember what the hot topic
how
was?
How was my plan going
in 2015 during those elections?
Like Louise up to the tea house?
I'm actually going
to
be impressed.
So
we have to
replan
to discover what was it yesterday.
Why am I showing you all this? Because it says, where do we go from here?
And how am I going to
gender?
No,
it wasn't.
Practically in my life today.
It was the Syrian
refugee. And as I like to tell all my students, trying harder is wishful
thinking. Way up.
So that was the hot topic on the world stage during that election. What was
getting
happening was the rise of ISIS, the Syrian civil war, the instability in Afghanistan,
in
the Middle East, and elsewhere, drove record numbers of people to leave their homes, trying to make a life in Europe.
Drink a lot of water.
And VOM was actually present at
a meeting.
Trying harder. Doesn't solve
with
the
defense
problem.
And foreign affairs minister at the time.
You are trying.
Report,
it's not a lack of
out,
wanting to try.
All the reporters were criticizing the Conservatives at the time
the problem
for doing nothing to help the refugees.
Sometimes we don't know where God's
the truth was.
So when students see,
the government at the time, the Conservative government that God was doing, they decided to help the most vulnerable refugees in that situation. Now, do you have any idea? Think about it. Who would the most vulnerable refugees be in that circumstance? What do you think?
I am not going to
Christians?
Sit in the same room
children?
As my three-year-old sister.
Christians. It was the Christians.
That doesn't
children
work.
Children were Christians, too. So good answer.
I'm going to make
but
sure
it was the Christians, because
I
what would happen is when they came
thing
into these
first,
refugee
well,
camps,
what I do.
The, extremists, the Muslims, typically pushed the Christians out. They would force them outside of the camps. That left them with the inability to get papers, any kind of papers for transit. It left
imagine
them with
how
the
much
inability to get
they
any
will
kind
have
of water
when they
or
realize
food or any
they
kind
can
of supplies, and
they
were forced out. And you never heard about this at all, did you?
Yes.
No. So I just want to encourage you that our government at the time.
Oh, good question.
Or
is it done by the parent, a teacher, or is it done by the child themselves? Okay, that entirely depends.
We didn't hear it on the news not once. That is disinformation.
I
so
mostly
depending on
it's a great example of it
6 to 12
in the world,
because
and
there's media simply
I advocate
to
for them to take on
in
their
the US,
actual
they do a ton of
okay.
dual
number two in your notes
kind of
is discrimination.
Starting
do
in
less
grade
of that
six,
in Canada.
More and more
discrimination is the definition
of those tasks to be managed by
the definition of discrimination in this phase is marginalization through all aspects of the culture.
We're
creating a second
leave me alone and let me do it
within the society for the Christians.
They want you.
So an example of this
so
would have been
it opens
during that same election, Thomas McClure.
Do I want my husband to text
an evangelical
three times
Christian
a day and say,
so
did you work out yet?
Me,
did you work out yet?
Canadian.
Did you work
not
out yet?
Everybody that I spend time with.
No, I do not. That would
children.
End very poorly.
That is a perfect example of discrimination.
Way back when
okay.
First time I met with an facilitator and
finally leads to
so it is really important
you need
to let them
voice of the
market
over
that.
Okay, so persecution, the answer, the definition of that is actions to include ridicule,
so you to make
restrictions,
a
harassment,
goal.
Discrimination,
goal.
Imprisonment, torture, and death.
That's
actually, my husband just wrote
so
2 years
I would
ago,
say, so I'm
going to
speak to
older.
How old is your
and in this, he highlights the different what he's learn. Called
in grades 5 and 7. So by grades 5 and 7, I would say at that point allow them some freedom and say, okay, which subject do you want to be responsible for? I might start the conversation with
harassment, discrimination, defamation,
you are really tired of me nagging you about your math.
We'll be talking about that tomorrow when we moved.
But if that's the subject those are that you're always having on, that hustle them about.
Disinformation and discrimination. So it's a slow fade.
So I bet you're really tired of
that. I want you to understand this.
Oh, yeah. That's still my goal.
I would love to stop hassling you about this.
Over 100 million Christians in at least half of our countries are denied.
Like, how many of your kids would just be like over the moon if they knew you were not going to nag them about their math?
Just by reading good books, I thought that was it. That's not it.
I'd be pretty happy.
How does this look in Canada?
Well, or whichever subject it is that's bothering you or bothering them.
We were sitting in the office 5 months after the elections had happened.
Well, here's the solution. You want to be responsible because you're growing up.
And the first thing you're going to be responsible. The very first thing that he wanted to
I'm
do
not responsible.
Do away with the religious liberties.
So that means it has to be on
have
you.
That rolled into
so
what was
let's start by you making a plan when you're going to
think
do
about
that
this.
University.
How long
now
she's
you
going to
tell me what time of day
which is
you want
religious
like
liberties issue.
Whether you finished that.
To when come up in contrast a with year. A human rights.
What's going to happen if
human rights
you don't finish
that commission takes care of things
like
he would
like die if I told
right
him he
choose.
Had to go to post-secondary right now. He'd be like,
what
rights,
happens to me as an adult if instead of washing dishes, I go read a book
in our culture? But and which one do you think would win out?
I just
so yes,
have
we have some of our
later.
Grads.
So
I'm good. I think it's hard for me to talk.
I just have dishes later, right? It just gets put off. I've just moved my free time to a different spot.
So we don't have a lot of track.
That's all I've done.
For our particular program.
Hopefully, I had free time to move. Trudeau's reality test. What happened
was
they were saying,
"Don't be afraid if you do not later when they say, hey, can I go?"
Their students were not able to get themselves paid jobs.
Free time during math.
It was a whole summer's
portfolios
jobs test.
Very
what it also meant was anybody who worked
is that what
in
you
an
did?
Organization like a pregnancy center
oh, I guess,
or any of those
daughter,
kinds
I guess
of things, they couldn't check that box. They lost their funding.
Hat.
That was exactly the first
natural consequences are the best consequences. Because it's not you.
Moving on.
And her book list.
I just want to go
to... And the
but
admin,
the problem with natural consequences, the problem with giving them responsibility is it comes down
to
parent
self-discipline.
Now, I have to learn to
no question
look at this by
college
Christians in these 60 countries,
really
right?
Poorly put together portfolio.
So all religious liberties issues.
So how many parenting books did I read?
90% of those
that would be
great Christians.
But if I had that much self-discipline, I would not be reading this book.
This is to wrestle, guys. We need to wrestle with personal and cultural
right.
objections that we have
the
to our faith,
have
like
the
issue of suffering.
Like,
and once you finally wrestle, stand.
She's got lots of health
stand
issues.
Boldly.
So
that's exactly what I'm here to help you to do. Okay, I want us to move on. I want us to begin
okay
to wrestle.
It's okay to have that conversation with them and say,
a couple of years ago, I did
learning
teaching homeschool, high school
a young person who's
and we were talking about these very things, these beliefs and whatnot. And I walked
you
through just what I've walked you all through. And I wanted them to understand the strength of belief. So I had said to them, okay, guys,
so maybe
on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, you know, how strongly do you believe these things?
This current
I thought this was my
exercise is good for me.
Personal opinion, no.
10!
But the best part of that is that
using tobacco is not healthy.
Oh, I thought that was
10!
That's probably right. Very
Jesus never sinned while he was here on this earth. 10! It became this
okay,
great screaming event.
So we're here about writing, remember?
What happens in
a human's office? The writing process?
I don't know, but anyways. Then I threw this
matter.
Send you.
Sex
okay.
is only for marriage.
Process.
And they went,
is
10. The and I'm like, great, I'll tell your parents you said that later.
It's the same thing. It's why I teach
but then
them
I said this one, and I threw this one out.
The
God
writing
is always good.
We write, we
now this was a group
then
of
plan
homeschool
an
Christian kids.
And
your
question
was
how
strongly do
you
believe we're on the road
that God is always
then
good?
Then to redraft and re-revise, and then to edit and proofread. So that's like
and I was really
starting with a small
cell. And I was sort of staying there. Looking
so
at them, and finally
realizing
this one girl raised her hand,
hands-on
of the room,
activity,
and she said this,
and not letting
I don't
that
know if God is always good.
You, and
you
say,
oh, well,
I just can't
as
do this
as
because
it's
not perfect first time.
and that suffering and that pain.
Right.
So
we have to learn and grow through the whole process. The writing process is exactly the same. And students get so stuck on the rough draft. They get to the rough draft. And then when they realize that it's not the
structure that's happening,
or when they realize that it's not ready to hand in, they feel that they have grammar.
You are not alone if you are questioning.
Or I guess I failed. It's not good enough. But they don't realize that that's the point.
And that brings us right back to the main
topic of
today.
That's only the first step. The first step is to write the draft.
Anticipate our suffering and our persecution.
And then you work on it some more.
Doesn't he stop it? Right?
And it's the same with
for Colson. Charles Colson said this in his book, How Now Shall We Live. If you get a chance to read that book,
so
all the way out,
writing is actually project management.
How Now Shall We Live by Charles Colson.
So if you see on the screen, there's like a diagram there about project management, and I've superimposed the writing steps on top. So we have the planning stage of project management,
but there's only a will not allow evil and suffering to
exist as creation. This is where we're
pre-writing. Yet.
So
evil
we're choosing
a
topic,
exist,
but
that's
a we're
therefore,
coming up
so
with ideas, we're doing
either God is not all good, and that's why he tolerates
go,
evil,
really
or he's not all powerful, and that's why he can't get rid of evil, even though he wants to.
They should be able to argue both sides.
Wow. All of so what we're going to talk about in your notes right
yeah,
now
I'm not talking about
the world's solutions to problems
I'm talking about
evil.
Persuasive
science. This is it. This is what we're talking about here. So
really
the first solution that the world offers us for this issue of sin and evil
about
and
a topic
is to deny in your notes, to deny that God exists
novels and books and
all at all. This would be the atheists, okay?
For more information,
because if there is no God and there's no evil,
she has a
right?
Writing book reports.
God, there's
schools
no evil.
Get students to write
is
book
that a
reports
solution,
to see
though?
If they read the book.
Because on what
she's
basis do you actually
writing book
judge the natural
it's
world?
To see if they read
now think about this for a minute.
And it's them to go check.
Secularism is no place for moral outrage.
One more piece of writing handed
because,
in.
Think about
so,
this.
If we really want to
what
choose the writing that really matters in life, we want to teach our students persuasive writing
we
instead
all
of
that's good.
Report
it's funny.
Writing.
I used
evolution
to think that classical
so
meant
old
of, and then it meant
you?
Beautiful.
Say
it
loud.
Then they have
the
to
fittest.
Students, they have to, like,
right?
It does
there's
mean
no place for you
if you think about
believe in evolution and you're an atheist, not believing in God and thinking that we
can have to find more facts
in that form.
We have
then how are you angry when there's violence in the world?
Still considered classical.
There's suffering in the world. Or there's like, how do you even judge
good.
Evil
you know,
because
order, talk about,
so that's classical. Do you see
kind
what I'm saying?
Logic,
it doesn't follow. It doesn't follow at all.
Really,
evolutionary process demands
compass,
logical, and depends on death, destruction, violence against the weak. That's what it is.
So
their objections
the
are based
part,
on a sense of fair
keep
play
on
and justice. But where did that sense of fair play and justice even come from?
Very honestly,
it makes no sense.
First draft.
As a little girl, I remember vividly. I was,
and it is the only part of the writing process that actually has writing in it.
My uncle had come home, and he was not a Christian at the time.
So hope you're okay. I mean,
and my mom and I had been in the house when he came home, and I was like,
or you're organizing,
or
you're outlining,
and
or you're
I overheard
editing.
What was going
the
on
course.
Because he was just a hot mess. He was just crying and
is
devastated, and I'm like, what
for
is
bums?
And they were all
you're
the adults
be okay.
Rushing me out of the room.
It's a tough slut.
What had happened was he had gone canoeing with a friend. Now my uncle is a very strong swimmer.
We love them.
It was
with us all the time.
It's a tough slut. So the water
is
cold.
Be okay.
They'd gone canoeing,
so worth it.
And
it's so worth
the
it.
Canoe tipped,
God.
Writing,
and they
is
both
easy.
Went over.
Writing
and
is
my
him.
Uncle was trying to help
meet you.
His friend
where
who
you
was
are.
Drowning.
And then direct you.
And he ended
or
up,
you need
he
to
wasn't
go.
A strong swimmer,
dads,
the other friend, and
then
my
they
uncle
have to
was
deal
getting pulled
your...
under, and he had him by the hand,
oh,
and they
my
were out of the water,
it's not perfect.
Is
and
my
at some
best
point he realized
and strongest cheerleader,
so
we've been
go,
married,
or they would both drown,
it's not perfect.
And he watched
year.
As he let
going
go,
trip, right?
His best friend fall deeper and deeper into the water,
and that when I say, hey, can you have an idea, first he says, oh boy, what's coming, because I've always got good ideas. Usually it's things,
Jesus!
Jobs for him to do.
Most students have already
he'll
handed
say, okay,
right
tell
now,
me what you got. And he listens
tell you, there are
to what I have
I
to say. He's really, quite honestly,
honest,
it's the moms who are doing the researching
on our hearts. And though he
but
didn't
it's the dads who are the
God
ones that are girding
the
family and releasing
the first one he called out
to raise our children
this is
the way that God designed
we know
us
it.
To. So we need to be together.
That
you need to be on the same team as your wife.
One moment between
she says,
I
need
every
this
man,
book,
woman, and child.
Let her buy the book.
Cries out.
I'm say that again.
If she says, I need this
solution number two, let her buy the book. Is to deny that even suffering even exists.
And I try to
deny that suffering exists. This is like Hinduism. Christian scientists, they say evil and suffering are illusions created by our minds. And so there's a story that I heard about this. A young boy goes to the practitioner and says, asks him to pray for his sick dad. And the man tells the boy, your dad only thinks he is sick. He needs to overcome his negative thoughts.
It's amazing.
So the next day, the minister asks the boy, how's your dad doing? And the boy says, well, today he thinks he's dead.
These are crying and the teenagers
are coming home. It's like the ostrich who sticks his head in the sand, but his tushy is hanging out there and the lion can still get it. It's not all in our heads. Suffering, you just deny that suffering exists. It doesn't measure up into reality.
As soon as you have to deal with discipline.
World solution number three, place God beyond good and evil. Place God beyond good and evil. This is where God is so distant and so transcendent we can't define or understand him. He's kind of beyond our reality. But in terms of good and evil, are not reality. That our moral outrage still can't see. We still have no place to go with it. It's kind of like the Wizard of Oz, right? You finally get to the Emerald City and only to be locked out from
if I need help, help, really help, they I can follow. Reach out and I can get
okay.
help.
Okay, world solution number four. God's power is limited. That's what it says in your notes. This one is kind of becoming really popular in today's culture. And today we know it as process theology. Again, that's in your notes. It's called process theology. And the thinking behind this is that an all-powerful God wouldn't allow bad things to happen. Therefore, God mustn't be all-powerful, right? This theology says that God is still evolving. He's not quite omnipotent yet.
The writing part,
and it was made popular by that's it was on Oprah's bestseller list, Rabbi Kushner's bestseller, When Bad Things Happen to Good People.
Not that difficult to just focus
and Kushner tries
and
to defend God in this book by saying that God's goodness, he writes, God wants the righteous to live peaceful, happy lives, but sometimes even he can't bring it about. It's too difficult, even for God, to keep cruelty and chaos from claiming their innocent victims. Because this deity is kind, but he's really unhelpful, right? Before he gets evolved, he can't help us in any way.
So
be careful, because I've heard this even in Christian church circles.
First of all, just ask if anyone has any questions.
This sort of thinking, it's sliding in there, so watch for that. World solution number five, God has created evil to achieve a greater good. Guys, this one is all over the church. God has created evil to achieve a greater good. This one says that the struggle for good is needed in order for the soul to mature. See, the thing is, there's a kernel of truth to this, because good does sometimes come and emerge from bad. But listen, if we propose that God created evil
I would
for
start
any
by
purpose,
showing him
then we're back to Einstein's
the writing
dilemma.
Process.
That God is evil,
like,
and there's no escape, and there's no
not
salvation.
While you're doing it,
and also,
start by
think about this, Genesis 1, guys.
A website
if God
or a book
created
that
human beings
the
in such a way that we
that
required
there,
evil and suffering
off.
In order to
I've
mature,
done this piece. I've done this piece.
Then he created
you're not
us
done
flawed,
until you get to the last.
Not very
that might
good,
be one
as
thing.
It says in Genesis,
in my
right?
Classes,
and he declared
we actually
that we were created
work through
very
step
good.
By step, so the hand
not
in
to mention it's clear that many bad things do not lead to good results.
Okay, now you're going to go back and look for this and this and this and this.
So then what?
Go fix those things.
If we deny that God
and
exists,
now,
it
okay,
eliminates
hand that
our right
in, and
to feel moral
again.
Outrage.
Okay, the next thing you're going to do is you're going to go
deny
and look
that
for
suffering
this
exists,
and this and this
it doesn't
this.
Measure up
because
with reality.
They're learning the things
if
to
we
ask
place
themselves.
God beyond good and evil, what good is he? We're still alone with our tears.
It is
and
hard
if God's power is limited, then he's
don't
no help
say,
at all
no,
until he evolves.
No like
and fifthly, right? If God has created evil to achieve
the other thing
a greater
I might
good,
suggest
then he
is,
himself
if you check
is
out my
evil.
Blog, I have Fearless, right? Frazzled to Fearless, okay. and
so
it's
how
about
does the Bible
rubrics.
Reconcile God's goodness
so
and power
if you use a marking
within
rubric,
this whole presence of evil.
And your marking rubric,
so
I
that same high school group
that
I was telling you about with the girl that raised her hand, what came
so
to
they
me,
don't
and
read the
I'm
marking rubric,
thinking
oh,
the
look,
Holy
you just
Spirit
lost
totally on this one, was let me ask you this. I want us
rubric.
To picture
All you had to do was go in bold three verbs and underline, you know, like
I want you to picture
these things
that God
just
is
to train
on a
them
whiteboard.
To do
Let's
that.
Just say we
but
have a whiteboard
the marketing
here.
Rubric will tell them what they need to succeed.
And on the whiteboard.
And if they know what they need to succeed,
God is over here.
They will go back to their own writing
the board,
and they will
God
look
is
for
off
those
to the
things
side
to
over
succeed.
Here, okay?
So if you recognize
Let's imagine that's
two
where he
things
is.
That he
but then
usually needs
everything
to work
that he created,
if you add that
is in the circle.
You can say,
okay, so God's there.
Okay.
Everything he
that's
created
fine.
Is
but
in the
circle.
But
here's the marking rubric. So you go and you look
where
at the marking rubric
Satan?
Yourself and you see if you've done all those things.
Sorry,
and
I can't hear you.
Then if he hasn't.
He's in the circle. Good answer.
He has the option.
Good.
Or not. He's
so proud of you. Okay.
And if he doesn't.
So God created Satan.
Well,
he's in the circle.
Wrong.
Hold that thought. Okay. Let's just
if you don't
say,
like number grades,
let's
you
talk
don't have
about
to use
God.
Grades, use
let's
a
talk
rubric.
About his attributes.
Do a happy
Who
face.
Is God? What
do
is he? What is he made up?
And
of?
Do a sad face.
I'm going to give you the first one. God is love.
Okay,
you
I don't
tell
love
me
check
some.
Marks and X's because that's so like black and
Pardon?
White. Right? Wrong?
Almighty.
Most
God
in life
is love.
Are not
he's almighty.
All the way right,
all
the way wrong.
Compassionate.
Truth. So it's just
Did I hear that?
How
Truth?
Many times
okay.
out of how many
I've written
did
a few
do
down
do
because
it.
I didn't know what you'd say. And
so,
honestly, I was hoping you wouldn't say omniscient because I didn't want to have to spell
range,
that.
You're better off.
So,
so marking rubrics
so
are
God
great
is
way,
love. Let's
great
say
way
he's
right
that.
From
Can
really
we agree on that
to
one?
Actually
yep.
Get students to
God
realize
God is
that they
holy.
Can
we agree on that one?
It's okay. You, know, you just have
how
to
about
like
God is
do
light.
That.
All right.
Make sure that you've done all these things.
Let's
check.
The fourth one I picked was life.
And when they realize that they can check the boxes,
here's some
and
things
when
that God is.
They start to
We've discovered that Satan
the
is
things
in
they're
the
supposed
circle.
To look for, they're automatically going to put that
was,
in the writing.
He was created by God. So my next question to you is, where did sin and evil come from then?
You take things off as they become automatic.
Did God create it?
Any other questions?
He created Satan.
You guys are so quiet.
Okay. Let's just say.
You're definitely not 13.
The definition of sin, and I think I put this in your notes, is sin is a rejection of God and
okay.
all that he is.
So who can, is there anyone who'd be willing to
so
just share with me
if
some
we
of the struggles
look at the PowerPoint
that their student
here,
is having with writing?
What is the opposite of love?
Or some
Yell it out.
Some struggles
Hate.
That you're having
what is the opposite
with language
of holiness?
Arts in your home? If you're willing to share, I'd be happy to talk
it's not,
about
this isn't. This isn't a trick question, guys. Unholy, okay. Mm-hmm. What about
okay,
the opposite of
you.
Light? Dark. Opposite of life is death. When we reject God and we turn away from him and all that he is, what we are accepting instead is all that he is not. You see that? So where does sin and evil come from? It's not coming from him or anything that he created. It has no created source. It comes from the fact that we have chosen to reject God and accept that which he is not.
Okay, so her son
so
will
in your
happily
notes,
write
God
like pages and pages about whatever he
sin.
Loves to
no,
loves,
he
right?
created
like a hockey and a hockey trip. But when she asks him to write, do you ask
and
him
to
write about hockey?
And to turn away from God, the source of
Sometimes.
Holiness, is
yeah.
to create sin and evil. Does that make sense?
I understand.
Yeah.
And we
so
all get tired
10,
of
where
hockey.
Am I at for time, my friend?
Okay.
Okay,
so
Luke 10, if you get a
yeah,
chance
there are,
to read
there,
it, but
there
I
are
want
a few things
just
that you can do.
Go through verse 16 here. This is Jesus
is
talking about his disciples. He's talking to his disciples
he was 12.
And he's preparing them to go
school.
Out into the world.
They get
and it's
like
interesting
so
when
narrow
you think
focused.
About what he's actually telling the disciples.
There's only
to do
one thing in the world that matters
in
middle school.
We should probably pay attention.
They hyper focus on that.
He says this.
And I have a
verse 16. Those
and,
who welcome you are welcoming
yeah,
me.
I've read a lot of
And those who reject
hockey.
You are rejecting me. And those who reject me are rejecting
like
God
that.
Who sent me.
Okay.
It's interesting that he's
so,
talking about persecution.
So first of all,
he's
yeah,
getting
you
ready
can,
to send
you can
them
do
out.
That.
The first thing
Another
he's
thing
saying
you can do
is
you
hey guys,
can,
you're going to get rejected. They're not only rejecting
you,
they're
going to
reject me.
Say,
they're rejecting God who sent me.
Okay, well,
and then look
if
what
you
he
love
does.
Hockey.
I was like,
what is
what
it?
Are we talking about here?
What is it that you love
he
about
says,
hockey?
He says, he segues into a discussion
and
about
what
Satan
skills
and the demonic.
Does hockey give
and
a person
so if you look closely,
skating,
Jesus said, and
like
those who reject
world.
Me are rejecting God who sent
so
me.
So now
because
it's like moving
in verse
away
18,
from
yes, he says,
amazing,
he told them, I saw you know, Satan falling from heaven in a flash of lightning.
Like generalize.
Basically, he's like,
be very
yeah,
general,
I was around
guessing.
Before creation, and
so
I saw the creation of the world,
to tell
and
about
I saw Satan
something,
fall
so he's kind
apart.
Of telling
what
a
sight,
story.
Right? And he goes
so
on,
could get him
like,
to move from the
here?
Story type
this connection,
of writing
first of all, between himself and God. He was
type of writing.
He's
so
also talking
you
about
say,
the fall
okay,
of
well, let's
Satan,
talk about hockey. People who play hockey, what kind of skills do they have? Not
so,
on the ice.
Our rejection of God leads to persecution. These are the steps pointing out that he is Jesus,
that are going to help
God.
You in the real
this
world.
Is God, right? And so Satan, he's in the circle,
hard.
Right?
It teaches
and
you
mankind
to get up
has a choice
down.
To accept God or goalie, turn away from
wow.
him.
You
and
really,
as we turn
really
away from him, if we turn away from him, it leads to
failure.
Persecution.
Like,
why?
Because you're going to let some goals
because
in.
There's really only two choices. When
that's
you
inevitable.
Hear the good news,
right? So
there are two
you
choices.
Can, like, look at
one,
those things and
you can
have him prove
the
that
good news
and then do
and
some research
repent,
and discover. And
two,
why do those
you
skills
can reject
matter?
It. What
so
is
he
the
can,
reaction
he can go that, route.
That happens
you
when
could,
people
like,
reject it?
They unfortunately, at some point,
attacking.
I just
they
give them a list and I say, pick
and in
one of these.
Attack mode, and they begin to attack that
sorry.
Thing which they have rejected.
That's how it is.
And that is where persecution really comes
from. It is hard.
From.
It's hard to get the buy-in. But
so
again,
when Jesus
I would
said
take
to
the
Peter,
buy-in
on this rock,
away
I will build my church,
from
and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
And put the
guys,
buy-in on
the
skills.
The gates of hell aren't moving.
So
right? Gates don't,
take it a step back
move,
and say, listen,
right?
I know
they're static.
That you want,
it's
don't want to write about anything
but hockey.
But please think
but
of another topic
does not
that you could
want
write about.
The church to advance. So the response
and,
is to squash it and to step on it. And that's why we end up with
persecution. If he understands that he's going to learn valuable
so,
skills that are going
to
help him
clear,
in his life.
God
and I
did
know
not create
at like 12
evil
years old,
and sin.
It's hard
it comes from our free choice. And Colson says this too in that same book. I'm going
to
read the quote. The decision to sin was made in the spiritual realm by Satan and other angels who are intelligent beings capable of genuine moral choice. Sin then entered our world through the free moral choice made by first human beings, Adam and Eve. From there, the plague has spread throughout all of history.
And so we talked about, well, okay, well, if you're going to be a YouTuber, you have to be consistent. You have to be able to communicate. You have to be able to do all these things.
Humans continue to make.
I'm guessing he plays hockey.
People ask, what made
okay,
Adam
so
and Eve sin?
He needs to learn how to be consistent. He needs to learn how to push through and do hard things, even when he doesn't want to.
Thus, we can resolve
and
that first
so
apparent
those skills are
going to
transfer to hockey as well.
That we began with.
And
God
backwards.
Is all good.
But, you know, he's not going to see
and
it
he created
yet.
A world that is good
so,
and perfect. But one of
that,
the perfect things he made was free creatures,
so,
and they have freely
the other
chosen
thing is,
to do
and,
wrong.
You know, this is harder
you know
sometimes for homeschoolers.
That when
but
that book I mentioned earlier, when bad things happen to good people,
given to them by someone else.
Do you know why I think
it
sold so many copies?
Because they'll fight back.
Because there's this assumption
so
in this world, in our culture,
we,
that the world
anytime
is
you,
worse
like, bring in someone
than
else.
We deserve.
So even like a parent,
but when you know Jesus
an
and when
you
understand
say, can
this
you just take
whole issue of sin and evil. Then you realize the world is actually much
tell
better
what
than
you
we deserve.
So that they don't just let them write about
therefore,
hockey for another
weep
2 years.
Pain
well,
and we weep
let
over
them
troubles
figure it out.
And we weep over
you know,
suffering,
so tell them what you're looking for. I need you
to
get them to write about a different
to
topic
like
or whatever.
Solomon,
and
the,
so
the young
see
boy
if you can get
on his back
like
that I talked about at the beginning.
Input
you're able
into
to
that
look at
that
and say everything that you do, Lord, is right and good, and I'm going to trust you.
Anyone else? Do you have any?
And your ability to handle
anything?
That suffering is going to depend on whether
yes.
you believe the world is worse than you deserve or better, right? I'm not sure if I asked these questions in your notes. Can someone tell me? I have some questions here that I would love for you to ask your kids and to work through. The first one, it says, if God knew beforehand
okay, the
that
question
we would
is,
choose
do
evil,
I try to keep them
why
to
did
handwriting
he let it happen?
Or is typing okay?
Is that in your notes?
Her student would much rather
okay, I was having a good moment.
All right,
so there's three questions there.
I'm going
to
guess
love
that's
for you
about
to take these notes.
Issue?
That's why I went to the trouble of printing
okay,
all these
so
things off and writing
most
these notes
often
so
that's
that
a
you
motor
take
skill
these
thing
into your classrooms and talk to your kids
and
economizing ask them the questions that I've asked you, and I've given you enough information that hopefully you're able to answer.
If
those
I can
things.
Do something much,
I want to
faster.
Leave you with this one other quote by Peter Kreeft. He was a philosopher, and he points
I'm
out that
choose,
the Christian God
I'm
came to earth deliberately
logical,
to put himself on the hook
rational person.
Of human suffering.
I want
to
do it
in
the
Jesus
way
Christ,
possible and
God
get the same result.
God experienced the greatest depths of pain.
And
therefore,
typing
through Christianity.
Is way faster.
Though Christianity does not provide the reason for each experience of pain,
it's also easier to edit.
We don't always have to explain
so,
why bad stuff
you know,
happens.
I personally don't have an issue with typing.
When people are
that
struggling,
isn't to say
you
that
don't
handwriting
always have to give them
an
answer.
Piece.
Right? Just hug
but
them,
if you
pray
separate
for them,
handwriting,
okay? Sorry, that was just for free.
Composition.
Okay.
sure,
provide a reason for. It provides
you know, still
deep resources
keep
for actually facing suffering
some
with hope
in handwriting,
and courage rather than bitterness and despair.
Terrible on the
so I want us to come full circle
like
back,
typed out.
And I want to show you
like
how the persecuted church
hand, has to be legible,
around the world responds
practice, has
to
be legible, yeah, you want to separate that out, buttons. I mean, that's okay.
Okay.
Especially
so
if
how
students
the
are struggling
persecuted
with fine
church
motor skills
have
or struggling
responded.
With handwriting skills.
And how they do respond to suffering. It's a video that I'd love for you to just, I hope that you can hear it, is my question.
The creation
Let's just
process.
Do this. It's called A Letter from Prison.
Because
and
then
it's
they're not
based on a true story that happened in Iran.
While their brain is trying to do something.
A father was taken to prison. And his sons actually wrote and produced this song and music video.
That's kind of my take on it. I know that some people might disagree. That's okay. I have some parents in my courses have their students handwrite absolutely everything in my course. And then I require them to have it typed when they hand it in. So then they type it. So, you know, I think that's a lot of extra work, especially when you come to editing. Like, editing is a very long process by parent, but so much faster. The other piece of that, like for students that like handwrite and they type in at the end, is now with AI, it's really important when students go to post-secondary that they have so if they handwrite it, don't get rid of the work. So like as they get older into high school, keep a record of their work. Or they, not you, obviously. They keep a record of their work, but they need to do that. They need to keep a record of their work because post-secondary institutions are checking for AI and checking for plagiarism. So I mean, they're not going to find plagiarism if they've done their own work by hand, but they may find AI generation in there because they only know whether it's the writing style this voice AI is in my head. What percentage won't give me any rest. Please don't give up on me now. The more we need AI algorithms, you're reading AI every day. Okay?
Let go
every day.
Of my
Blogs, news media, everything. It's all AI. Tons of AI. So the more we read those things, the more we incorporate that in our voice. So it's going to be more difficult for teachers to know that something is generated by AI. Google Docs is great because it keeps a history of all revisions, or rename documents,
forsaken by the masses, I fear things are left unknown. Casting all my fears upon him, yet my heart is torn, but I sing upon my shoulders, hear me crying out. In tears, I'm crying out. Please keep reaching out to me. Don't leave me to defeat. These voices in my head won't give me any rest.
work at 7-Eleven, then that's great. But if you want to, like, have a job, you can break all my pain. So make me an instrument to glorify your name. The same way we dress appropriately for different places.
The number one of the number one request, right, of the persecuted church is, you know, that you would pray for them, well, and this is an example of that.
I don't have to dress that way just because they expect it.
Specific prayer requests in the center,
but
I would really encourage you to come
it's
down.
It's good
to
in our writing to present ourselves in the way we want to
lead your children in that.
So that's,
thanks for your time.
That's kind of the piece. Is it time? Okay. All right. Okay. Does anyone have any more questions? She says I can talk all night. Yes. Okay, doing typing on the computer and autocorrect, and is that advantageous, or are they going to lose their ability to spell? Okay. I forget how old your kids are. 10 and 12. Okay. Early ages, they got to learn how to spell. So I was talking to someone today, a computer that's not hooked up to the internet, like, you can shut autocorrect off. You don't need it. Like, you can shut it off on Google. You can shut it off anywhere. So learn the spelling. My daughter is 16, still struggles with spelling. She will probably always struggle with spelling. Some people have difficulties. We're not all good at the same things. At her point, she said, Mom, I struggle with spelling. What am I going to do? And I said, well, it's up to you. You have a choice right now. You can apply yourself, and you can improve your spelling. Or you can come up with strategies that are going to help you. She's like, Mom, I'm 16. I've already worked at this. I'm like, well, this is your choice. Like, you could work harder. You can do this. But she's already got strategies for how she's managing. So she's chosen strategies. So, but will they lose spelling? I don't believe they're going to lose spelling by using spell checks. I tell my students all the time, it's a nice tool, but it's often wrong. Spell check, grammar check, doesn't know what you're thinking. And it, as long as it's a word, then it's good. It doesn't know that it's the wrong word. It doesn't know that you are using the wrong, like, homophones and homographs. Like, oh, it's terrible. Like, spell check is not good for homophones and homographs. Students have to learn those. They have to recognize that those words mean different things. And they have to have the correct one. So so my answer to that is, every family has to make their own choice. I don't personally have a problem with it. But I'm very quick to point out, oh, look, this is still wrong. It doesn't say this is wrong, but this is still wrong. This is why you can't trust it. Don't trust it. All the little red underlines, that's just hints that this might be wrong. And often the little red underlines are wrong, which drives me crazy. Because then I have little red underlines still on my document, and that bugs me. So, and I get it. They don't want the little red underlines either. It's like big red X's. So, they still have to know spelling to use those things, and they still have to know grammar. And, oh, the free Grammarly is notoriously bad. So, yeah, it's definitely not to be relied on. So that's kind of what I would say to that. So I do want to respect your time. So I want to thank you so much for coming today. I did put up there, if you go back to the Matches page, I have a 4-week writing course. So make sure you check out what's on that page and see if there's some freebies there that might interest you. And I want to thank you. If you have any questions, I just want to say that I am a mentor at heart. That's what I do. It's who I am. I'm not a marketer at heart. So not. I am a mentor at heart. So if you have questions, please do reach out, because I would love to talk to you and help you through your journey and see if I can give you some tips and tricks that might help you in your path with your students. So thank you very much for coming and listening today and for participating and sharing so openly about the struggles that you're having in your home. Thank you very much.